Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. David Eby, Attorney General and Minister responsible for housing, released a statement on January 27th announcing that the Save on Foods Memorial Center will be used for temporary housing for the unhoused community beginning in March. The decision was made in conjunction with BC Housing and GSL Group. The facility, which will be operated by the PHS Community Services Society, will provide shelter and support for up to 45 people. The spaces available will be given to people based on priority and will include services such as access to meals, washroom facilities, healthcare, addictions treatment, and harm reduction. The priority will be determined through assessment of applications submitted to BC Housing in conjunction with referrals from Island Health and other community partners. Populations that are vulnerable to COVID-19, such as Indigenous persons, people over 55, people with pre-existing health conditions, and people experiencing long-term homelessness, will be prioritized. The shelter was previously set up to house people last summer from May to September who were camping on Pandora and in Topaz Park. The initial period that the facility will be operating will be from March to the end of May and is pending extensions as the province works on a larger strategy to combat the housing crisis. You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.